You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're just hopping back in here to say to you that everyone in the Bubbles in the Think Tank family wants to send their love and joy out to you right now. Because it's nice to be nice when you know that you're nice. And so that's how we roll. We'll be back in a few with the radio obituaries. Talk to you soon. Right here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
getting on my feet and singing. I'm hollering.
Ricky Bates.
That was Free
Association.
Free
Association.
Free
Association.
Thank you for your participation.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wraps up tonight's Free Association. Presumably the last Free Association of the year. Anything could happen next week, I guess. But I thank you all for your participation. Now it's time for us to turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. We started off the way that we always do, except for last week, of course, by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Bertha McNeil, the American soul singer who co-founded Motown's Velvelettes. They were known for their songs Needle in a Haystack and he was really saying something. She just passed away at 82. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The post-initial radio obituary is for Rick Anderson, the American bass player who was a co-founder of The Tubes. He stayed with the band for half a century, played on hits like She's a Beauty, Talk to You Later, and White Punks on Dope. He just passed away at 75. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Rick Anderson, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yeah.
are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Maggie Threat, the American singer and actress. She made her off-Broadway debut in 1962 at the age of 15 in Out Brief Candle. Shortly after that, she became a dancer at Trude Heller's in Greenwich Village. And then as a vocalist, she recorded a single entitled Lucky Girl for Take 3 Records in 1964. That one sort of fizzled a little bit, but then she had a minor U.S. hit in 1965 with Soupy. It was produced by Bob Crewe and issued on the Dino Voice Records label. In her acting career, you might recall her from the Star Trek episode Mudd's Women in 1966 and the comedy movie Three in the Attic from 1968. Maggie Threat just passed away at 76. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Better mouse trap.
Right away.
Mousetrap.
A shake and swell.
Oh, breakfast, broken fast. She was in my English class. Asked for notes, rocked my boat. Jennifer,
oh,
Jenny, lost her favorite penny. So I gave her a dollar. She kissed me
and I hollered.
In a flash, the school bell rang. Jenny grabbed onto my hand, took me home and said, "True gorgeous,
swing it, swing it, swing."
Downstairs,
where we met. I brought records, she cassettes. Lost the break, found her shape, Jennifer O'Jenny. Transcripts show more than flirt. I love daisies, red her shirt. Grab my jeans, Jimmy scream, Jennifer O'Jenny. Marlowe's shaped like a boss. No one can live their life apart. Found a house, aroused my joust, Jennifer O'Jenny. Her clothes, I did shuck. Just like Dan, I strictly stuck. To the punt, she cried, kick it, pasta noose was in. Jenny, only thought about Jimmy, but asked was I a virgin, like some kid named Derwin? She said, let's try it in the bathroom, but the noose is way above sinks. So to the kitchen, she did Dan and came back, wrapped in some ran.
Now wait a minute!
Little Derwin got something to show us that Jenny can never do.
Listen.
Hey, look at little Derwin.
Look at him go, look at him go.
Oh, baby.
Positions, muscles flex. Dove was lost in a Ghana hex. Passed her test, felt her teddy. Jennifer O'Jenny. Notions, soothe the mood. Dove was lost in De La Heaven. Screen plug two, did the do. Jennifer O'Jenny. Jenny, tease my homeboy Granny. In fact, she teased so many. She was known as a garden tool.
No more, I dispatch. Was it Jimmy had met his match? Or could it be the realization all girls own a Jenny? For normal health, I had fought. A valuable lesson she had taught. Don't flaunt that the candy is good unless you can be flint.
Cleanup Radio Obituary is for Charlie Gracie, the American rock and roll and R&B singer and guitarist. You might know him from his biggest hits, both in 1957, Butterfly, and Fabulous. His career started at the age of 16 when he appeared on the Paul Whiteman television show in 1952. The owner of Cadillac Records contacted the young musician after hearing one of Gracie's early radio performances and signed him to a recording contract. His first single was Boogie Woogie Blues, backed with I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, and that earned him an appearance on Bob Horn's American Bandstand. His career took off in 1956 when he signed with the new Cameo record label, and that's when he had the hit with Butterfly, also wrote 99 Ways, which was recorded by many other people in the coming years. And then he ended up joining Alan Freed's rock and roll shows, gaining him the opportunity to perform and headline at some of the biggest venues in the U.S. at the time. Charlie Gracie just passed away at 86. It's the Clean Up Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm only looking. I don't want to fall. I'm only looking. I'm having a ball just looking. Well, baby, that's all. I like to hug you. You're kissing this fine, but you're the mind. Out of your mind, I'm just looking. Baby, that's all. I'm looking to the east, looking to the west, looking all over town. Pretty little mama, I love you the best, but I don't want to stop this fooling around. I'm only looking, shopping around, and got to thinking. Settling down, just looking. Well, a baby, that's all. I'm only looking. I don't want to fall. I'm only looking. Well, I'm having a ball, just looking. A baby, that's all. I like to hug you. Ooh, you're kissing this fine, but get them ideas out of your mind. I'm just looking. Baby, that's all. I'm looking to the east, looking to the west, looking all over town. Oh, pretty little mama, I love you the best, but I don't want to stop this fooling around. I'm only looking, shopping.
around and got to thinking. I said, a little down, looking. Wait, baby, that's all. Just a looking. Well, baby, that's all. That's all, baby.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And this radio obituary is for Tom Bell, the Jamaican-born American singer, songwriter, record producer, arranger, pianist, and composer, known as one of the creators of the Philly soul sound in the 1970s. He found success as a producer and songwriter for the Delphonics, the Stylistics, and the Spinners. In 2006, he was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and then in 2016, into the Musicians Hall of Fame and Museum. Tom Bell just passed away at 79. It's his radio obituary, in which, remarkably, you will not hear TSOP, because he had nothing to do with that song. It's amazing. He did write the song on the flip side of that 45. Yet, I'm not going to play it. Not for any reason. Just not going to. It wasn't on my short list of things to choose from. But let's get the Tom Bell radio obituary underway right now at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yeah. if it don't change soon, if there's a sweet sensation, bad to good, things get better.
Thank you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Shel McRae, the lead singer and rhythm guitarist of The Fortunes. He joined The Fortunes in 1966 and stayed with them through 77 and was on nearly all of their top 10 hits. We're going to play the first one of them, but they also had hits with Here It Comes Again and Here Comes That Rainy Day Feeling. Shel McRae just passed away at 77. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here. Like I said, with the hit at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
See that worried look upon your face. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She's found somebody else to take your place. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. I too have lost my today. All of my dreams have flown away. Now just like you, I sit and wonder why. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You need some sympathy, well so do I. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She used to love me, that I know, oh, 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 oh. And it don't seem so long ago.
If to you, my friend, that I ain't got no pity for you. Well, I
ain't trouble.
You see, I lost my little girl too.
I'd help another place another time. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You've got your troubles, I've got mine.
Pre-ant penultimate radio obituary is for Roddy Jackson, the American rockabilly and rock and roll singer, also a songwriter, pianist, and sax player. He recorded for Specialty Records in the 1950s. He just passed away at 80. It's the pre-ant penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, I went to a party the other night, and all at once I got a fright. I heard a crash and I ran outside. I took one look and I almost died. Then someone shouted, "Save your skin! The whole darn zoo is a coming in. There's a moose on the loose. There's a bear on the chair. Well, there's a monk on the bone. There's a deer in the beer. If you think I was scared, no, not me. I climbed a tree. He climbed a
everyone began to run. Someone yelled, "Go get a gun!" An elephant broke right through the wall, and soon the rope began to fall. And then I heard a lion roar, and someone screaming at the door. There's a moose on the loose. Yes, and there's a bear on the chair. Well, there's a monk on the bone. There's a deer in the pier. If you think I was scared, no, not me. I climbed a tree.
He climbed a tree.
Some guy was hanging from a chandelier, and man was he shook up with fear. A car drove up filled with police, and soon got we disturbed the peace. And then the judge asked, "What do you say?" I said, "Your honor, is this way. There's a moose on the loose. Yes, and there's a bear on the chair. And you see, there's a monk on the bunk. Your honor, there's a deer in the beer. If you think I was scared, no, not me. I climbed a tree.
He climbed a tree."
Oh, yes, yes.
daylight at night while the moon was shining. Right. Well, I looked at my baby and I started to hold her tight. Well, I said to her, come here, pet. We're gonna get some loving yet. Try to get a little love, and what did I get? I got the hiccups. Well, oh my. The way she thrills me. Well, I love her so much. It almost kills me. Oh, when my head starts to rattle, my knees start to shake. My whole inside starts to quiver and quake. Now my baby wanna give me a date. Because of hiccups. Well, oh my. Doggone these doggone hiccups. Oh, doggone. Oh, heck.
She said, yeah.